up doing air guitar in the studio. We missed it.
Oh, well, when you got tunes like this, you can't not air guitar. Go ahead, Mike. Let it roll, baby. Good morning, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. You'll hear the wind in our microphones. We're outdoors, beautiful outdoors, at beautiful Fort Tut Hill County Park, just south, 2 miles south of Flagstaff proper, off I-17. We're here for the Get Outdoors Outdoor Expo. And I want to tell you, if you're looking for something to do with the kids, this would be a great thing to throw them in the car and get up here before it gets too hot. Jennifer and I drove up here yesterday afternoon, counted about 20 cars parked on the side of the road with their radiator guts spilled out on the highway.
A lot of those had trailers, by the way.
A lot of them had trailers. There were even some big rigs that were pulled over and out of commission. But we have the Get Outdoors Outdoor Expo this weekend at the county park just south of Flagstaff. Now I will warn you all of this one thing. We also have Parents Weekend at NAU, which is kind of is this kind of a weird time for that? Like Parents Weekend June, but apparently that's one reason that there's no hotels in Flagstaff available this weekend. We've got the Flagstaff Rodeo also going on at the Fort Tut Hill County Park, and the gun show going on at Fort Tut. So you have a lot to do, but staying in a motel in Flagstaff should not be on your agenda for tonight unless you already made a reservation.
But if you wanted to stay up in the higher country, Camp Verde's not that far.
That's
now,
right.
You're not up at the cool, but Camp Verde's not all that much different if you're coming from Phoenix, Tucson. I mean, you may be 5 degrees, but I mean, Williams is 30 miles to the west.
Yeah.
Has some great local hotels. The downtown Williams is one of the most picture-perfect.
It's pretty cool.
1950s American old town streets in the whole state. Or go, what is it, about 60 miles east to Winslow?
Probably right at. See if there's
and
room.
And you guys have
at the La Posada.
At the La Posada, yeah.
Have a great dinner. Woo.
So it'd be a great opportunity for y'all to come up.
Sedona.
And this is a great event to teach kids how to get out in the wild. Game and Fish is here, Arizona Game and Fish Department, and they've set up a tent with a big water well container. I think they have 7 million trout in there. They're going to teach you and the kids how to bait your hook, how to catch the fish, how to release the fish.
6.5 million. I counted the last
It's 6.5 break. Million.
I wanted to be accurate.
Okay. And then we've got the archery range where the kids will have qualified professional help and tutoring and monitoring. And teach them how to throw a couple arrows downrange. So a great opportunity. And then we've got the Lumberjacks here. Now, pretty soon, a little bit later in the show, they're going to have a chainsaw contest. So it's going to be very interesting to be conducting the Rosie on the House live on air right next door to the Chainsaw Festival. You'll have to stay tuned for that because we have no idea how we're going to pull that off. But the Lumberjacks are here, and they also have a water tank set up as well for the log rolling contest. Jennifer, I signed you up. You're going to go get that guy up there right now that's climbing the tree. We've got hatchet throwing. We've got, you might even be hear them now. They're actually practicing, sharpening all their hatchets. It's going to be a great time at the Fort Tut Hill County Park. And, of course, it's all driven by the Mike Russell Get Outdoor Show that airs on KTAR later today. Can I start the show by, I had my driver bring me up yesterday.
Your driver.
Because I had
that
like
that would be me.
I had like 47 phone calls to make, and one of them was from a woman in Highland, California. She's in real estate, and she and her husband live in Highland, California. I'm not exactly sure where that is, but apparently it does get warm there. They're moving to Gilbert, Arizona. And their concern is, and she found us by Googling insulation in Arizona homes. And apparently Rosie on the House came up. And then she called us.
Probably one of the FAQs came in.
I would guess, one of the FAQs. And so she wanted to know, it just from an outsider coming to Arizona to buy a home, knowing that it got to 119 degrees just in this past week, how do we know the house we're looking at is properly built to stay as comfortable as possible in those temperature extremes? And you know, a thought occurred to me in talking to her. I know when y'all are shopping for homes, you know, the realtors always encourage you to get that home inspection, right? And the seller usually pays for that. Depending on whether or not it's a buyer or seller's market, who pays for it. But you get the home inspection done. I don't know that I'm not going to start recommending that you ought to get a home energy audit done. They're only $99, and you get them done by one of the Rosie certified whole house energy audit companies, and basically what condition you've got in the home you're considering to buy. But a lot of people coming in from out of town are worried about this fella in particular, Julie's husband, said, well, how about if we put a whole house fan in? And you know, the whole house fans are very popular in parts of California. They're very popular in the Midwest, but they're not very popular in Arizona. Do you know how many pounds of sand and dust a whole house fan will drag into your home over the course of a spring or a fall? And there just aren't that many times that you're going to be able to use it for cooling. So whole house fans aren't very practical. I was an evap cool guy for a long, long time. Then we came up with variable speed compressors and air conditioners. I'm telling y'all, folks, for indoor air quality, for cleanliness, and for cost effectiveness, it's really hard to beat air conditioning right now for the cost that it is and how it's come down from the 60s and the 70s. So analyzing that home prior to purchasing, I got to think about this, because a thought only hit me as I was on the phone with Julie yesterday driving up here. Should we start recommending whole house energy audits prior to, or as a part of the due diligence on purchasing a home?
If we do, I will say that would be a nice 20-year transition, because they'd build the homes a little bit better if they were factoring that much value into the resale, for sure.
Very good. What do you got new on the website? We've got a caller here I want to get to, but what have you got cooking on the website? You're always boiling up something new there.
Well, you've probably heard us talking for years just about the thought of an e-commerce store, because we are constantly sent tools and products. Hey, Rosie, test this. Hey, Rosie, try this. I make it out of my garage, and sometimes they're great products, but they're not really available anywhere. And so we have been working on this concept for about 3 or 4 years, and we're just now soft launching our Rosie e-commerce store. 3 weeks ago was our first product. It was the Franklin Sensor Stud Finder. It's a stud finder that is the most accurate, precise, reliable stud finder we've had on the market. In fact, when we went to do the product review video for it, we were going to pull all of our other stud finders to show examples of here's why it's better than all these other ones. Well, everyone had thrown away their old ones. We didn't have anywhere at Rosie in the house and any other stud finder to use. So we had the Franklin stud finder. Last week we covered the Hex Armor safety glasses. They have a 23% tint on them, which is great for working indoors and outdoors without having to constantly take your glasses on and off, because that 23% doesn't blind you when you're inside. If you need to continue wearing your safety glasses, if you're running nailers or coming in and out of shade. So those are great. The lenses clean up nicely. They're lightweight, they're plastic, they are just like 8 ounces. This week, Valley Forge, baby, hunted high and low for the best American-made flag, and what we have found is Valley Forge have been making flags since 1882 out of Pennsylvania. We've got they've got a couple different product lines. This one in particular is called the Coralex, and it's a super tough material. So in the monsoons, I don't know if you've ever driven around and looked and noticed how many flags are kind of shredded out there. I'm not saying this one eventually won't, but it's going to last you a lot longer. It's the Coralex, K-O-R-A-L-E-X 2. It's a heavy spun polyester 100% American made. And then there's also a mounting bracket and a pole that if you don't have a place or a way to hang your American flag already, we've got the mounting brackets. And this stainless steel pole has swivels on it, so your flag will never get wrapped around the pole. It'll just keep going around and around and around, which is really nice because that's a pain in the neck to constantly be going out there and trying to straighten out your flag.
So that's what's newest at Rosie on the House. And you can't believe how hard we had to search to find a place that made an American flag in America.
I know. I know.
That goes with our 7 o'clock interview that we had Mark Andahl on talking about the Made in America store. If you missed that interview, you've got to go back and podcast it because it's great. So we've got callers on hold.
When you go to rosieonthehouse.com and you click Find a Trusted Partner, this is the e-store category. We're putting everything. We're on our hard launch later this year. It'll actually be shop.rosieonthehouse.com. But right now, everything's just in our e-store category with the rest of our trusted partners.
Well, there you go. So if you've got a project, we're calling Home Improvement Show. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Give us a ring and let us put our 50 years of Arizona remodeling and home building to work for you. Maybe we've got a little tip or trick of the trade, or maybe we have a specific product recommendation or a tool recommendation we can make to help you pull that project off just a little bit better, make it look a little bit more professional. So when you back up, it's done, it's finished, you can look at that and say, hey, I did that. And everybody that walks in will want to know who you hired to get it done. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House, in our quest and in our goal and in our mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We have Dan on the line that wants to talk about air conditioning filters, and Jane calling from Tucson wants to talk about gate and fence repair. Why don't you give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348? We'll go to callers right after this.